parshas Nitzavim. The parsha begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Veshoitreichem, Kailish Yisrael. You are standing today, all of you, before Hashem your God, the heads of your tribes, your elders, and Veshoitreichem, and your officers, all Kailish Yisrael, all the men of Yisrael. It was the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And he gathered Klal Yisrael together to tell them that they were about to enter into an everlasting covenant with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The pasuk seems to be repetitive. At first it states, all of you, Atem Nitzav Mayim Kulchem, all of you. And then it goes on to delineate, Shereshechem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, the leaders, the elders, the officers, and then it ends. Kailish Yisrael, all the men of Yisrael. Why did the pasuk need to repeat this applies to all the men of Yisrael? Kulchem, and then it goes and delineate them. And again, what's going on over here? The Rechaim HaKodesh says, Moshe Rabbeinu divided Klal Yisrael into categories to bring forth the concept of Arvus amongst Klal Yisrael. Each person in Klal Yisrael should feel responsible for his fellow Yid. Some individuals may have a greater potential to influence others. Leaders may be able to affect the masses, while a child may only be able to affect a few. The Rabbeinu Yisrael does not demand more than each one's ability. Yet the Rabbeinu Shalom is not satisfied with anything less than one's potential that he is given by the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Rechaim HaKodesh is telling us that these groups, this Shroshechem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Mishaitreichem, to stress to us that there are different groups in Klal Yisrael. We all have to have Arvus. We all have to see each other as one. At the same time, we have to know our capabilities. A leader can have an effect on more people. Someone who's not a leader won't have an effect on as many people. But nonetheless, the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to mon him that he has to have an effect on the people that he has the potential to. Rabbeinu Bachya says, Kiyas asher yeshnei poi manu emeid hayoim lefnei Hashem elekeinu veis asher enenu poi manu hayoim zok the pasuk. But whoever is here standing with us today before Hashem our God and with God and with whoever is not here with us today, all the Yiddish and the Neshamas were present at this bris. With this bris that we're discussing, Gantz Klal Yisrael was there, just as they were at Har Sinai during Matan Torah. This bris applied to these Neshamas even though they were not yet born. The Al-Shach HaKadosh says, Moshe Rabbeinu usually addressed the leaders of Klal Yisrael first, and then the rest of the people. However, here he spoke directly and simultaneously to everyone. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom can accurately know the level of each individual. One who may seem to be a leader of Klal Yisrael and a tzaddik may actually be inferior to the lowest of Klal Yisrael, and vice versa. When Klal Yisrael is accepting upon themselves to be guarantors for one another, they must all see themselves as equals. Each person, irrespective of his title or social standing, must assist his fellow Yid in following the Ratzon Hashem. The Imre Shefer, written by Shlomo Kluger, has a hafeldig pshat. And this is Parsha. It's Mamash Hafalik. He says like this. Famous Kasha with an unbelievable teretz. The Medrash in Parshas Nitzavim says that after Klal Yisrael heard the Teichachos in Parshas Kisavoy, last week's Parsha, there was lots and lots in the Teichacha after Teichacha after Teichacha. Zok the Medrash, that Klal Yisrael's faces turned green with fear. Parshas Nitzavim comes immediately after the Teichacha, Moshe tells them, Atem nitzav mayayim, stand on your feet. Don't worry. Don't worry. Stand up. Don't be scared. What is the pshat of this medrash? It would seem that it is beneficial for Klal Yisrael to fail Teichacha. This will help them stay away from sin. What's the point in the Teichacha? The point in the Teichacha was to scare Klal Yisrael. They should have fear for doing averus, and they should only do mitzvahs. So what happens over here? When you go through the Teichacha Parshas Kisavar, Klal Yisrael are green with fear. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and negates it all. Oh, Klal Yisrael, don't worry about it. What's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu should say, worry. Now, two parashis in the Torah with Teichacha. One is in Parashas Bechukosai, and one is in Parashas Kisavai. The Teichacha in Parashas Bechukosai is a punishment that Klal Yisrael will receive if they sin. The Teichacha of Parashas Kisavai is the domino effect of their original sin. As I state in Shlomo Kluger, again, the Teichacha of Parashas Bechukosai is punishment when they Klal Yisrael do an avera. And the Teichacha of Parashas Kisavai is the domino effect of the original avera. What does that mean? What's pshat? What does that mean? The Ribbono Shel Olam loves his children. Who are his children? Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, do averus, the Ribbono Shel Olam is left with no option but to punish them. Just as a father needs to punish his children to teach them to follow the proper path. The Teichacha in Parshas Kisavai is a punishment for causing their Ribbono Shel Olam pain for having to punish their children. Unbelievable. That's the pshat in the Ovis, in Pirkei Ovis. One Aveira, Aveira Gereris Aveira, and Mitzvah Gereris Mitzvah. The result of a sin leads to another sin. Because when one makes the Ribbono Shel Olam punish a Yid, a Yid does an Aveira Chas V'Shalom, he commits another sin, another Aveira. So he did an Aveira, he stole, Chas V'Shalom. And now he gets a second Aveira, because aside from the Aveira that he did, he's causing another Aveira because he's getting the Ribbono Shel Olam upset. He causes tzar to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam now has to come punish him for his chet, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want to punish him. Moshe was not telling Klal Yisrael not to fear the Teichacha. He wasn't saying, oh, you're green in the face because you're scared. Oh, don't be scared. That's not what he was telling him. That's not what he was telling Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have to fear the Teichacha and use that fear to stay away from Averis. Nonetheless, you should know that the Teichacha, Parshas Kisavai, has a built-in Nechama. The only reason the Klal Yisrael would receive the punishment of Parshas Kisavai is because they are Hashem's children. If a goy does an avera, he receives punishment for the avera that he did, but he does not receive a second punishment for causing the Ribbono Shel Olam tzar. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not on tzar yet to punish him. Goyim are not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, but Klal Yisrael are. Hashem is not pained by punishing them. Dr. M.A. Sheffer, that's the pshat again. Let's understand, this is unbelievable, his words. Klal Yisrael were green with fear. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Atem nitzav mayayim kulchem, stand up. What does that mean, stand up? Not don't be scared. Be scared. Don't do averus. But you should know, when you fall, and you falter, and you do averus, and you get punished, and then you get punished again, and you get a second punishment. And you're like, why am I getting the second punishment? I did one Aveira, I'm getting two punishments. The reason is because we're the Ribbono Shel Olam's children. A mitzvah gereris mitzvah, Aveira gereris Aveira. A Yid does a mitzvah, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him schar for the mitzvah. Now that he gave him schar for the mitzvah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy. Oh, I got to give my child, a Yid, schar. So you get another mitzvah for making the Ribbono Shel Olam happy. Two mitzvahs, mitzvah gereris mitzvah. One mitzvah causes a second mitzvah automatically to happen. And chas v'shalom, an aveira gereris aveira. You do one aveira, you cause the Ribbono Shel Olam to come and give you a punishment, then you automatically, aveira gereris aveira, there's another aveira that comes with it. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klai Yisrael, worry! But you should know that the reason why you're turning green with fear, that the Teichacha Parshis Kisavoy, again, Bechukai says Teichacha was for doing the actual Aveira. Teichacha Parshis Kisavoy is the Teichacha of turning green with fear, but the Teichacha of to let us know that we should realize why we're getting it, because we're children of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in the Darash Moshe, Rosheichem Shifteichem Zikneichem Vishajeichem Kol Yish Yisrael. Rashi says Rosheichem Lishifteichem. The lead is to each Shevet. Rosheichem Lishifteichem. Why did the pasuk lead out the lamed? Rashi says, yeah, it's me, the pshat is Rosheichem Lishifteichem. So why did this pasuk lead out the lamed? Zark of Moshe. The lamed is omitted to teach us that we cannot say that we are unable to be leaders and that we are not important. This is misplaced anivus. This thought process is spurred on by the Yetzer Hara. Each and every Yid must strive as much as he can. Every Yid has the potential. Dr. Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Every Yid has the potential to be a Gadol Hador. If one follows the Yetzer Hara, he will never rise to greatness because the Yetzer Hara convinces him that it is not possible, and therefore not worth trying. Rosheichem Shifteichem, we all could be the Rosheichem. Zoktis Svasemes, not from Gerd, from Brujan. Why did the Pazi say that we are standing before Hashem? Atem Yisavim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei, in front of, before Hashem, and not Noichach, opposite Hashem. He explains it with a marshal. There was once a great king who came to a certain province to conquer it. The king was a very powerful king and could easily force the people of the province to be his subjects. The wise people of the province came forward immediately before the king came and bowed down to the king. They accepted upon themselves the yoke of the king with joy. They told the king that they wanted to be, that they wanted him to be their king, their father, and they would be to him his nation and his children. They ran ahead. They didn't wait till he came. They ran to him. The king was very pleased with these people. He would have them under his reign without having to go through the trouble of fighting, killing and conquering them. The others of this nation did not accept his rule willingly. The king had to kill many of them and force the others to be his subjects. The king always showed great kindness to the wise men, while to the others he ruled with an iron fist. That was the marshal. You have the wise men who came and preempted the king before he took over and bowed down to him, and you have the others who try to resist him. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to go to him willingly. We need to do tshuva before the Yom HaDin and show the Rebbeinu Shalom that we want his yoke upon us and we will accept it with great joy. The pasuk says, lifnei, before. Lifnei is teaching us not noichach opposite, we're just standing opposite the Rebbeinu Shalom. But we need to go to the before the Rebbeinu Shalom, before he comes to us and forces us to be his subjects. We have to go to him and say we want it. That's what we want. If we come willingly and joyously to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he will shower us with much kindness, as the king did to the wise men. Why does the pasuk say that the bris is for kulchem, all of Klal Yisrael, then delineate certain categories, and states again, Kol Ish Yisrael? We are all children of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives different levels of capabilities to different people. Each individual must try his utmost to utilize his individual capabilities to the fullest. As we prepare for the Yemei Adin, we must not let the Yetzer Hara convince us that we accomplished as much as we could. We should not think that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me greater koichos like the leaders of Klal Yisrael, we would be greater individuals. But this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me, and I fulfilled it. Chas v'shalom. We must constantly strive for greater heights in ruchnius. We, each and every individual in Klal Yisrael, must come before lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, and let him know we have to run ahead to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're going to come say slichas. We come say slichas Matzah Shabbos. Before, we want to come early. We come early in the morning, 1 o'clock, 12:30, chatzos, we come early. We want to show the Rebbeinu Shalom we're coming before he comes. We want to let him know that we're accepting his malchus with great joy. And this chus takat should be exceed achsim toiva. It's a half of it you get Rabshaim Kluger and his Gehilas Yaakov. His Josh is an El. He goes in the Pasuk into Elim. Mizmar le David, B'yosev Midbar Yehuda. Elikim Keliata, you're my God. Ashacharecha, I seek you. Tzomalochonashi, my soul thirsts for you. Kamalacha besari, my flesh longs for you. Be'eretzia v'aryeh blimayim, in a dry and thirsty land where there's no water. Kein v'kodesh chasisicha liros uzcho v'kodecha, to see your power and your glory as I've seen you be'kodesh. Zokta Pshayim Kluger. Near Dine Tomid Minigisola Hasal Khoid Mashana Machidish Al Habris Bitfilas Visachanunim. We start early in El to say extra tfilas and tachanunim, the inyanhu. And the purpose, the Hu Al Derach Marshal, he gives a marshal. Baav Shahoy Bnail Machakim. A father who has a son far away. And the son has many tzaris. He wants to tell his father all his tzaris. But his father's far away. And he can't tell his own father face to face. And he can, to write a letter to his father, he can't. He needs to say it. To write a letter, he won't be able to say it and say all of his sorrows. He needs to say it to his father, not just write it. And therefore, so he sends letters to his father that he's coming, not that he's writing his sorrows. And then after he comes, his father knows he's coming, he wants to get that connection back. He's far away. He wants to feel the connection. Then he comes to his father, and he tells him all the tzaros. That's the V'chein Hachanami Hanimshul. Hine Yehim Rosh Hashanah Nikva B'chol Shana L'Sapav Ma'idol Kol Tzarech Yodom. Ma'ash Arvul Av Kol Hashana. A person asks all his tzarechim. V'lokach B'yaseinu B'Eretz Yisrael. When we were in Eretz Yisrael, L'hayu Smuchan Al Shulchan Avinu. We sat at the table of our father. L'hayu Tzarech Rak Tchina Achas L'Sapav Ma'idol Kol Tzarechinu. We didn't have to prepare, we just sat on the Baruch Shalom's table. We had everything we could be able to ask right away. All you needed was one day, Rosh Hashanah, 2 days. We were sent away from our father's table. We have to send our father, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, letters and requests that we should be near him. We should be able to come near him. And if we get near him, then we can tell everything that's in our hearts. You may el the kaveya for bakasha that we should be close to the Baruch Shalom. Avi kimoyu igeris like the letter shaben shleich la'avim bakash men love yetsa. He's requesting to have his father. I want to come near you. We ain't Baruch Shalom. Avi kein av. I mean, the day of Rosh Hashanah is like the av shekvar bo eitzo b'nayim shabel like kol maris ezrecha. Rosh Hashanah is the day we get to tell of everything. We get to speak from our hearts, but we have to prepare for it. We have to get that connection back with our Father. He has to know that we're coming, because we're far away from Him. We're not at His table anymore. V'zeh Hashem David Khan. B'yosei v'midbar Yehuda. B'golos b'chutz l'aretz. When we're midbar Yehuda in golos and chutz l'aretz. Amar shek esrich ananu l'shtei tfilos. We need 2 tfilos. Tchila levakish z'atzma yidbar kaviyachol. First, we have to be mevakish as atzmai isbaruch kaviyachol. V'achagach al tzorcheinu. We have to ask, be mevakish that we should be close to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and then we can ask for atzorchem. V'lekach amalekim keli atash akrach avakish oischa ba'atzmai kaviyachol mashu tzomelcha nashi kamelcha besari. V'ani beretziyev arv limayim achutz laris ozani tzomelcha tchil levakish oischa. V'achagach. When we ask the Baruch Hashem, he should come close to us, we should come close to him. After we achieve that, then we can ask for our other tzrachim. It's only after that. L'kachamah came HaKodesh Chasidicha. Yishevu Goyim Moshe B'kodoi B'kodesh Hashanah. When we see the Rebbein Shalom B'kodesh in the sanctuary, and Hashanah Shem B'mikra Kodesh, it's called Kodesh. Adon Mishpalom Liris Uzcho Chodecha L'Arisenu Mituvah Yisbarach. Then we can ask the Rebbein Shalom everything that's in our heart, everything that our hearts desire. A little bit later in the parasha, Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Beis, Vishafta, you will return Ad Hashem Elikecha until Hashem your God, Vishamata, Vikoiloi, and listen to His voice, Kechol Asher Anichi Mitzavacho Hayem, according to everything that I command you today. The Pasuk is telling us that we have the opportunity to climb all the way until the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we attain this lofty status of reaching the Ribbono Shel Olam? Rav Sadia Goyin says, the tshuva that the Pasuk is referring to is doing tshuva for the sole purpose of following Ratzon Hashem. This type of tshuva reaches all the way to the Kisei HaKovet. Shaitin the Binyo, he says like this, in the Gemara in Brochus and Daf Yud Zayin, Rava often said that the purpose of Chochma is to attain tshuva and Ma'isim Tovim, as it says in Tehillim, Reish is Chochma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. The Mashal explains over there, by the way, that one must intend to study Torah and acquire wisdom for the purpose of learning Yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem. That's what this means. I appreciate the Mashal. What does it mean that a person obtains tshuva through Chochma? What does that mean? Rav Sadia Goyin was once visiting another town. The gracious host treated his distinguished guest, Rav Sadia Goyin, in a manner befitting a gadol of his stature. Each successive day that Rav Sadia Goyin stayed at his host, the host treated him increasingly better. Rav Sadia was puzzled at this unusual treatment and asked the host, why was he treating him in this unusual manner? After all, the way of the world is the opposite. Usually, during the first days that a person has an important guest, he makes sure everything is perfect, everything is just so. As the days wear on, the excitement diminishes, and the host no longer treats the guest as well as he did initially. The host replied to Sadia Goyin, initially, when you came to my house, he treated him with great respect and dignity because he heard of Sadia Goyin's greatness. That's why he treated him with respect. He never knew him before then, but he heard about it. As each day passed, the host observed of Sadia Goyin. He came to his own recognition of Sadia's true greatness. The host's behavior towards Sadia reflected his increasing admiration towards him. With each passing day, he realized, wow, he's even greater than I thought, When Sadia Goyin returned to his home, he wept bitterly and fasted for 40 days. He explained to his Talmidim that he needed to do tshuva for his lack of respect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every day that he learned the Torah HaKadosha, he came to a greater recognition of the greatness and Kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was incumbent upon him to increase his mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, and strengthen his Yiras Hashem, just like this host did. The Chochmah that one must have, Reishis Chochmah Yiras Hashem, is to realize that each day we need to do tshuva on the previous day. Every day, no matter how good our avodah is, it's never enough. We're not really doing what we have to. And each day we learn Torah HaKadosha, we understand and hopefully come to a recognition greater than the day before of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have to show more respect. With our heightened wisdom, Reishis Chochmah is obligatory to advance our level of mitzvahs and nice and tayyim each and every day, as we state in the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Yehuda explained that there are two levels of tshuva. The Gemara in Yuma, Eivov. There is tshuva that changes averis that were done b'mezid, intentional sins. It turns them into averis that are b'sheyig, unintentional sins. What tshuva does it? Tshuva meira. Then there's a higher level of tshuva. Tshuva mehava, having tshuva mehava. This tshuva changes averis that were done b'mezid into zechuyos, into merits. Tshuva me'ahava adds ma'isim tovim because it takes previous averis and changes them into zechuyos. The chokhma is the understanding how to do proper tshuva to create ma'isim tovim. You have to understand the proper tshuva. Yerushis chokhma yiras Hashem, to understand that we have to understand how to do the proper tshuva, the tshuva me'ahava. It says in the Chidah, Vishafta, and you will return, can also be read as Vishabas. Vishafta, Vav Shin Vesaf, Vishafta is Vishabas. If one has a true desire to return to the Bein Shalom, he must be careful in his Shmiras Shabbos, and his observance of Shabbos. Observing Shabbos has the unique power to purify the Neshama from Averis. Keeping Shabbos is equivalent to fulfilling all of the mitzvahs of the Torah with every part of one's guf. By observing Shabbos, a person creates a tikkun for every part of his guf and becomes pure. The Torah refers to returning to Hashem with the same letters, Vishafta, as the word Shabbos, Vishafta, Vishabbos, to teach us that in order to do proper tshuva, we must turn to Hadar Bein Yishleilam and observe Shabbos properly. Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shetzer Rebbe, he says like this, Tezen Tehillim Tiku B'Chodesh Shafer, blow the Shafer at the moon's renewal. The Rosh Hashanah of these words is Tiku b'chodesh Shofar. The Rosh Hashanah Shabbos Shin Beisaf. Shabbos and Shofar represent eternal freedom, Chayrus Olam. The Shofar that is blown by Yovel represents Chayrus. The Shofar is blown from a narrow place, and the sound goes out into a wide, unrestrained area. When you blow a Shofar, it's a narrow place where you blow, and it goes out to a wider place. Chayrus is something that has no boundaries. Similarly, there are two types of tshuva. Tshuva from Yira, which is likened to the narrow part of the Shofar, since the person is only doing tshuva because he is scared of punishment. And then there's tshuva me'ahava, which is considered a tshuva of cheres, a tshuva with no boundaries. That's the fat part of the Shofar, the wide part. On each day in the week of creation, new creations came into existence, each with inherent limitation. On Shabbos Kodesh, nothing was created. Shabbos Kodesh has this characteristic of having no boundaries. Shabbos represents Chayrus Olam. It says in the Berach Moshe, why does the Pasuk delineate the ranks and distinctions among Bnei Yisrael, as we said, Kol Ish Yisrael? The Bnei Ashkenaz have the minhag to always start saying Slichas on a Sunday. Why? He explains this. We started explaining this before. He explains the Slichas. In the first day Slichas, we say, B'moitzoi menucha kidam nucha tchila. After the departure of Shabbos, we approach the Rebbeinu Shalom and Tfilah. That's the first day of Slichas. We get up early in the morning. What is the significance of the departure of Shabbos? Why is that important? In that same slicha we say, L'shmoya el harina vela tfila, to hear the cry and prayer, rina and tfila. What is the difference between rina and tfila? The Yom of Nehram is a time that Klal Yisrael raises its voice in tfila to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, requesting that he deal with them with chesed and rachamim, with the characteristics of cheirus, limitless, without boundaries. However, the only way to receive this is to reciprocate to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. One who follows the will of the Rebbeinu Shalom because of fear and punishment is not acting with the characteristic of chirus. The way to be zeicha, this boundless chesed and racham for the Rebbeinu Shalom, is through following his ratzon with ahava, with no boundaries. The reason that we mention that we are davening to the Rebbeinu Shalom b'moitzoi menucha is because we are requesting that just as Shabbos has the characteristics of chirus olam, we want the Rebbeinu Shalom to treat us with that midah of chirus. Shabbos, chirus olam. Rina means to cry. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom to listen to our crying in our tefillah. The crying represents tshuva meyira. This tshuva has limitations. Then we ask l'shmoy el harina, and then we say v'el ha'tfilah. We ask for the higher level of tshuva tefillah, which represents tshuva me'ahava, tshuva that has no boundaries. Atem nitzavim, you are standing, is a remez to tefillah hayoyim. It refers to the Rosh Hashanah. The tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, the famous Zohar. Therefore, by delineating the various ranks among Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk is alluding to the two types of tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah. The tefillahs of Roshaychem, Shevteichem, Dignechem, Vishadreichem, which represent those who serve Hashem with Ahava, Chayrus. Kol Ish Yisrael refers to the rest of Klal Yisrael, who only serve the Bari Olam because of Yira, not Chayrus. We have to work on getting to this Madrega. The Shafta, one who returns to the Rebbeinu Shalom through Ahava, love, his tshuva can actually touch the Kisei HaKavod. As the Yom Nirom approach, it's coming fast. We must perfect our Avodas Hashem. We have to call out to the Rebbeinu Shalom like we explained before. We have to first get close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. El is almost over. We can't wait until Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is next week. We can't wait any longer. We have to start preparing. We have to call out to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We should haka do a proper tshuva. And we should be zoicha to aksiva v'chsima teiva. Like Shabbos.